You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
Welcome to the October 16th KoopaCast. We have a little bit smaller crew here, but smaller is better sometimes. I'm joined with three other fantastic gentlemen. I'll start with my left, which I think is Chris.
Oh, okay.
He can introduce himself. And I was going to ask the question, who would win in a fight between Tristan and Eli, but Eli isn't here. So, well, I'm going to go with Eli.
Oh!
Ask that. But what is your favorite shoes? Like, what type of shoes did you wear today?
Ooh, I don't even know. Well, my name is Chris Bennion. I'm the co-founder of Utah 3DS Street Pass, based in Salt Lake City. But I don't know what kind of shoe I wear. So
you didn't wear shoes today?
No, it's like some kind of off-brand from Famous Footwear or something. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm Justin. I'm a writer for PNM and assistant editor on the purenintendo.com. And I wore sneakers today. I can say that much, but kind of like Chris, they're just like some off-brand, whatever fit on my feet. It was cheap, worked.
My name is James, and I do things for everything. And I wore steel toe Skechers. Because where I work, it's a manufacturing plant, so we got to wear steel toes and safety goggles. And I was at the store, and I was like, steel toe Skechers? I'm going to be styling with my steel toes and some of my Skechers.
This is the part where I say something.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes.
I'm Tristan, writer for Pure Nintendo. Today I wore what I call my fancy Chucks. They look like, you know, I guess like Chuck Taylors, but like, you know, kind of fancier, I guess. But if I choose any kind of shoe, it'd probably be Chucks. Classic.
Nice. All right. Well, today I want to start with some sad news. It came out of yesterday. Ubisoft has announced that they delayed two games. But the big one is, well, the big one for us is Watch Dogs, and pushed back to physical quarter one of next year. So that's April to June of June-ish. So feelings, what do you guys feel about? Start with Chris. What do you think of that?
It was a bummer. I think that, and that for them especially, I mean, they have Assassin's Creed coming out, but I think that was like they've been pushing this one for quite a while. The kind of surprising news I heard people say was that it's a blow for next-gen systems like PS4 and Xbox, which I thought was a little strange because that's a current-gen system game as well, so I don't understand why that's a big blow to them, you know, when you could still pick it up on a current-gen system, but it's coming out to next-gen as well. But, I mean, I was excited for it. It was something new, but there's already a ton of games coming out this year. It was, like, when we heard about the delay of Donkey Kong, I was actually sort of okay with it because there's already a ton of other games coming out and I only have so much money. So
yeah, I feel the same way. Like, we have Sonic to play. I haven't played Wind Waker HD yet. I want to play GTA. I want to get the Assassin's Creed. I'll probably play the Call of Duty. I'll be playing Mario. I'm fine with them being delayed. And on it's the Blow 4 next-gen system, it's actually probably a smart move business-wise for Ubisoft, because it gives all three consoles a chance to grow over the holiday season. But when if it comes out in April, there's more of an install base instead of having a couple million here or there of PS4s or Xbox Ones or Wii U's. It gives a holiday to grow the install base with more opportunity for people to buy it, in my opinion.
Yeah. I saw someone, because there's still some rumors of Grand Theft Auto coming to next-gen systems and like could be next year, someone saying like, well, if it comes out in the spring, well, then there's no more Watch Dogs because people are going to be buying GTA for the next-gen systems. But
yeah, part of me thinks that this was... I said a part of me thinks this was always somewhat on the table, that Ubisoft knew that they possibly could do this. Like, this wasn't just a knee-jerk reaction or just a last-minute thing, even though they announced it last minute. Just they had to know that, hey, we're going up against a lot in the fall. There's probably a possibility that we could push it back. Because like you said, they're pushing Assassin's Creed. They can't delay Assassin's Creed. And a lot of people say they should, which they probably should, but they can't. It has to come out. Watch Dogs is new still. Like, they're not tied to something. They can have a little bit more leniency moving Watch Dogs than they did if they moved Assassin's Creed. Even though it probably made more sense to move Assassin's Creed, because we've had one a year ago. We don't need another one now.
Right.
Yeah. The next one coming out next year might be pushed, so...
I'm going to agree with what Chris said. Was I disheartened by it? I'm going to go with because, I mean, I wasn't personally going to be picking up the game, but after we attended PAX, I got to learn more about it, and it started to pique my interest a little, but again, it still wasn't one I'm going to rush out to the stores and get, you know, midnight release and all. But maybe this is a good break from Ubisoft, because, I mean, it would have been Assassin's Creed 4, then Watch Dogs, like almost so close to each other. It would have been almost like an overload of Ubisoft. So maybe it's for the best that it gets pushed back a bit. And also it does give them a chance to possibly do some things that, you know, to avoid time constraints and ultimately make it a great game.
And it's probably a calculated risk, like saying they're going up against so much right now. What is in April? I have nothing planned for April. Not saying there could be a lot in April by the time it comes around, but as of right now, there's nothing we're looking forward to.
It does seem weird, though, just because it was a new IP that a lot of people were excited for. So I don't think of it being like something to delay because there's so much coming up. I think other people or other publishers might delay their games because of Watch Dogs, you know, because that was the game to buy this holiday season, I think. Because there's a lot of games coming out, I mean, with next-gen systems, with launch games, but I think that one was the one to get for any system. But I don't know, maybe not.
Well, the crappy thing Ubisoft did is that they had that PS4 Watchdog bundle.
Yeah.
And so all these people bought that, pre-ordered that PS4 bundle. Now they're out of luck. I hear that they're smoothing it over and doing something for them. I don't know what they're doing for them. Maybe another game or I don't know.
Guaranteeing them a PS4 if they're interested, maybe.
I saw Amazon Games, their Twitter account or something, commented that they'll still honor the pre-orders just without the game. I don't even know if those were necessarily bundles that Sony came up with or if they're just bundles that retailers came up with for incentives for people to buy.
Worst comes to worst, what they could do is, you know, still give them the PS4, but maybe give them like a voucher or something for the game whenever it comes out. They're still, you know, they still want to go that route.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's not that, I guess, too big of a deal, I guess. Besides, the only reason I'm getting a PS4 mainly is Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, I was going to say you could still get it in 2 years then.
Exactly. So, for me, it's like, I can wait on the PS4. I got time.
And now that Watch Dogs are delayed.
Because it's not like you could get that on another system.
But, I mean, it's not the first time, again, that we've had a game delayed. I mean, again, like Rayman Legends, that was an example of one. And I'm more upset about Donkey Kong getting pushed back rather than Watch Dogs, if anything.
I'm not, because Donkey Kong was coming out on the time of The Legend of Zelda: Link Between Worlds. They were very close on release dates.
Yeah.
Well, they were until they switched up the dates around a bit. Yeah. So it was going to be December. But even then, it seemed like, because we're getting so much from them already. I mean, they didn't know when to release three different games, so they're just releasing all three on the same day.
Yeah.
Friday before Black Friday. And so, I mean, we've already had so many games coming out, that's why I felt that. I mean, like, not that I'm not excited for the game. It's just that there's already so much now. I don't mind waiting till February to play Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, again, we don't have anything in February right now. So it's okay to put it back.
I think in a way that's a great thing that we can all say there's just too much to play right now. I think it's a great thing because it's like, good okay, problem. Well, it's a good problem. Exactly. So like, I know of all the games that we have coming up to review for the magazine, the site, I was looking at the list. They're all like, wow, these are actually like really good games. These are games I'm actually looking forward to. It's not like, I guess I've got to do this game or something, you know?
And that goes into, you think this holiday season, enough will happen for the Wii U to be saved, or at least be on track to be saved. Like, you think Nintendo has done enough for the next 4 or 5 months, 6 months?
I think they got a good holding off point. I mean, like, the sales for the Wii U already skyrocketed when for the Wind Waker bundle. Mm-hmm. And also, again, with these games coming out, Super Mario 3D World's, like, pretty much, I guess you say, the big holiday Wii U title. And then, of course, going into, spring, we'll have Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. And then, hopefully, shortly after that, we'll have the Super Smash Bros. Game. So, I mean, it seems like they've almost planned this out accordingly to where it all lines up to, okay, you know, they have a good content track rather than, here's all the good stuff up front, or you have to wait for the good stuff kind of thing.
Yeah, I think the Wind Waker bundle is good.
I think as long as...
Oh. Go ahead, Justin. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, I think the Wind Waker bundle was a good start to the sales boost, but we really have to wait until after New Super Mario 3D World comes out to figure out if that's a system seller, you know, if people are going to be going for that. And then, going into next year, then we'll have Donkey Kong in February, around April or May or something is Mario Kart, and then sometime after that is Smash Brothers. So, and that's not including any surprise titles that they're working on that they haven't talked about yet. So I think, I mean, this is a good year, but next year is probably going to be really good.
Take it like the, according to one report, the Wii U and UK saw a sales spike of 685% a week after. Take it, that seems like a big number, but that was from a small number.
Yeah.
From 5,000, so times that by 685. Still nothing that it should be at right now, but it's a jump, and it's not going to be a million. The Wii U's not going to be a million seller next week. It's got the build, so 685% jump to, I don't even know what that is in my head. I'm not very good at math. 15,000, that's not.
Oh, we lost him.
Yeah, we lost him. And I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's back. I guess you're talking about like how the sale number, it's big, but it's, you know, it's a good start, it's a good, but
I saw a lot of people hopefully joke, oh wait, it sold like 10,000 now instead of 5,000. Maybe, but you got to think that it's not going to be 2 million in the next week. It's not feasible. It should be 2 million now already. Should have never gone under that.
I almost feel like if Nintendo keeps going this route of bundle systems, I think that's really going to help. Because don't they have a new Super Mario Brothers U bundle now? Mm-hmm. Of course, there's the Nintendo Land bundle. That's what I got in the Wind Waker one. Like, it'd be cool if they did a Super Mario 3D World one, or even better, if they did a yellow-themed Wii U for Tropical Freeze, like a Tropical Freeze bundle.
Cool.
Actually, I don't think that'd be cool, because then I'd be wanting one.
Yeah, I mean, they're placing it right before, I mean, Super Mario 3D World comes out the Friday before Black Friday, so there has to be some reason for that, along with two other games. I mean, I'm really crossing my fingers for that 3DS Zelda.
Oh, my God.
System to come here that they announced for the UK, and I'm guessing it could be another Black Friday deal like the other 3DS was before. So, I mean,
they had that Zelda 3DS during Black Friday. Was it last year? Yeah, last year.
It was the same year Yeah, the same year the 3DS came out. So that, yeah. The Friday, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember I was working at Best Buy at the time, and I wanted to put one to the side for myself, but I couldn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they put them there for a reason. I'm guessing they're going to be doing some sort of Black Friday deals with those the week after.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm going to be all over that. I don't have XL yet. I've been kind of dragging my feet. Oh. Now I know why, because
yeah,
I've been dragging my feet for that.
Idiot. It'll be worth it.
I think Jay Money's behind.
Yeah.
Here, let's tell a joke and see if it waits. If we have, like, you know, 5 seconds later, he starts laughing. Oh, see?
That's why I dropped out. I thought it might help.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Chris, what do you think of the 2DS? Never heard. We haven't had you around in a while.
I had a chance to play with one a couple weeks ago, and at this last Friday at our launch, we had a Pokemon launch party. We had the opportunity because someone came with a friend, and he didn't have a 3DS or anything. We're like, "Well, why don't you have one?" He's like, "Oh, it's a little too expensive for me." And we're like, "Oh, well, the 2DS came out today, and it's only $130, and then you could go buy the game with it. You only pay about $160, $170." And he's like, "Really?" So he left, and he came back with one. So we got a chance to hold it, and it's surprising how I always imagined a tiny bit bigger, but it's small. The buttons are a little more like console controllers, where the buttons are a little more mushy rather than clicky. And then I don't know, I like it. I think it's a good idea. At first I thought it was a joke when I saw the press release and stuff, but my wife has been thinking of getting one. She doesn't care for 3D, and she's not really going to travel with her. It'd just be so we could play some multiplayer games. And so that would be an option for us, you know. It's a cheaper way in. I think it's a good system. I like it.
You guys think it's going to sell? Hey, do you guys think it's going to sell well?
It came with Pokemon, so that should... you got a lot of parents that are wanting to buy it for their kids this year and be like, I don't want to spend a lot. And, I mean, it's meant for kids that can't. I mean, obviously anyone can buy it, but they said it was an entry-level system. It's made for those ages 4 to 6, you know, that are just getting in and that can't really view 3D image or shouldn't be viewing 3D images anyway. So, you know.
Yeah, like it's honestly a perfect price point because now it's lower than most smartphones. Parents want to get their children or kids involved in technology, so they buy them like a cheap iPhone or whatever, but it's still almost $200 if you get it on contract. Even for an iPod Touch or something, they're still around $200. So it's puts it under one of the cheapest gaming
console platforms
out there. So it's really a brilliant move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it should sell well for that fact of with it coming out Pokemon and everything, just getting the small crowd. Because remember when I worked at Best Buy, this was still 2 years ago, parents were always worried about 3D. And they're like, "Well, isn't it bad for the eyes?" And I always did a whole little spiel. Well, because, you know, 3D technology like this is still new. We really don't know, but I would recommend limiting it. And I think it's similar to stands that Nintendo took. Like, hey, just limit it. Don't, like, you're not going to have your kids watch 8 hours of TV. Just same. Just limit their 3D.
Yeah.
Nintendo knew that people aren't going to like 3D. That's why the slider's on there. And that was a lot what people missed with the 3DS is, if you like the 3D, just turn the slider down. It's not that hard, but I guess now it's better just to have it off totally. So parents don't have to worry about it. Kids don't have to worry about it. No one has to worry about it.
Mm.
And it makes it cheaper.
Yeah, and I think it's really cheap for Nintendo to make, too. I mean, they talked about how the two screens are actually one large screen separated by that thin sheet of plastic or thin piece of plastic. And then it uses all the same parts as the original 3DS, which the parts for those have been dropping little by little. So I think everyone that they sell of those, they'll make probably good money on.
Yeah. Is Jay Money live with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if I'm still laggy, but...
you almost have this, like, Godzilla, like, you know... English translation film effect going on.
So do you guys. It's kind of like off. I get the sound, and then your mouths move.
Oh, no.
Now, there's one topic. Phone is going crazy. There's one topic that I didn't put in the rundown because I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it. People who know me for a while know I get on a high horse every once in a while. Then I get tired, and I get off of it as soon as I get on it. And so I got on this high horse Sunday with myself. And I haven't got off yet. It's the fact of gaming journalists reporting doom and gloom for Nintendo. Back when the Wii U was suffering. And to quote our Aussie and Australian friend, that's a bunch of bollocks. Because any gaming journalist or anyone who knows better knows that one system's not going to kill Nintendo. They have the 3DS. They sell software. They sell, like my article I wrote, they sell a bunch more stuff than just one system. And everyone who reported that Nintendo was doomed, Iwata should be fired, should go away, should be ashamed of himself and show that they're not reliable video game journalists. And they should be banned. And I want this to go out on NeoGAF. You can quote that I said this. They should be ashamed of themselves. I want to lead on saying if you say the Wii U was doomed, that's a totally different subject. Because Wii U could still be doomed. But Nintendo is not doomed if the Wii U fails. And that's my high horse.
Yeah, and I think Nintendo knows like that they're kind of at a turning point right here with the Wii U, that it has to meet some sort of, like, with investors and lots of other people, it has to get to some point to look like it's selling well and keep going. So I think they probably have, if this holiday season doesn't go as well as they'd like it to, they have some contingency plan, like the Wii U, whether that's, I mean, I don't think it'd be a good idea, but, like, getting rid of the Wii U gamepad somehow or some have another, I don't know. But I kind of think I think it'll do fine. I don't think. I mean, it might not sell like the Xbox One or the PS4 because they've talked about how they've already surpassed. At least PS4 has talked about how they've gotten over 1 million pre-orders for the PS4. But I mean, I think the Wii U will sell fine, and then there might be some great games coming out next year that will help it sell. I don't think it's. I mean, the GameCube, for example, only sold about 20 million lifetime.
24, 25, something like that, yeah.
Which compared, I mean, which wasn't great, so I don't know.
Well, also, they say, you know, this one console won't destroy it. That's extraordinarily true, because, I mean, look at the Virtual Boy. A commercial flop. Nintendo just pretty much went, okay, well, that didn't work. Oh, well, no big. We'll just learn from it, and they did. Hence the reason why we have 3DS. But no, there's no way just the poor selling of a console is going to stop a company, especially Nintendo, which is, I'm sorry for these poor, sad little, you know, game journalists that are blaming Nintendo on everything. They're just going to have to accept. I believe Nintendo is probably one of the strongest and still is strongest game companies by far in history.
Yeah, like what makes a good company or any good leader is someone who can roll the punches and make changes when changes needed to be. A lot of people put a lot of grief on Iwata saying, you know, the 3DS came out flat, the Wii U came out flat, he just has this consistency of his systems coming out flat, but he's turned the 3DS around. He just did what needed to be done to turn the 3DS around. He's working to do what needs to be done to turn the Wii U around. Maybe he needs to get out of this rhythm of starting it flat, but yet he's working to turn it around. He's not just, oh, well, or walking away, or
right.
You guys do it. He's working to turn those systems around, and he's worked wonderfully with the 3DS, and hopefully it worked just as well with the Wii U. And that, to me, is a good leader, because things aren't always going to go great. You don't know what's going to work. You don't know what people are going to like or what they're going to hate. You just got to do it and then roll with the punches instead of trying to be safe, just coming out. I'll say it, come out like a PS4 where basically you just come out with a more powerful system. There's a little more to it than that. Right. Nintendo wants to be different. They want to try things with the Wiimote, with the gamepad. If it doesn't work, or to 3D, if it doesn't work, roll with the punches.
Right.
Change it, drop the price, come out with 2DS, whatever. Roll with the punches.
And it also takes a lot of guts to be like that, to be innovative like that and say, well, we're going to try motion gaming or something like that. And of course, some of the rest of the companies are like, oh, that's just stupid. Then Xbox came out with the Kinect motion gaming. Then Sony came out with the PS Move. I mean, that looking at that right there, I mean, come on. Seriously? At least Nintendo was brave enough to take that first step and then try something new. If it doesn't work, okay, back up from it. Dust yourself off and go, okay, what went wrong? What can we do to fix it? Can this idea be scrapped completely, or can we salvage it?
And the reason they can do that is because they have a lot of revenue streams. Like, if the Xbox fails, Microsoft and home consoles are probably over. The PlayStation 4 fails, Sony's probably just going to step out of it. If Nintendo can have a system that fails, and if their other systems are selling really well, they can get them through that. So they actually, even though they're the only company that's actually just a gaming company, they've got a little more leniency because they've got more than just one console. All the money's not on the Wii U. It's on the Wii U, 3DS, Nintendo brand in general.
Yeah.
So they have that. So they have a little bit of, we can take a risk here. And that's why it's probably staggered. Like, if they came out with the 3DS and Wii U at the same time, that would have probably hurt. If they had the same sales coming out at the same time, that would have been a mistake. That's probably why they're staggered by 2 years.
Yeah. I kind of think one of the biggest competitors to the Wii U this season is the 3DS itself. I mean, I just got Pokemon on Sunday, which I'm really enjoying. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really turned on my Wii U for a couple of days, which I normally, and before Pokemon, like, I'd turn on my Wii U at least once a day just to get on. And I usually use it as like an internet browser, but with Pokemon, like, I'm just totally focused on that and doing everything with that. So, I mean, a lot of people might be more interested in getting a 3DS and Pokemon if they haven't already instead of a Wii U and Mario game. So that's another thing they have to juggle, is they almost, I mean, they're battling with people's time, you know.
Yeah, sure. I have a lot of friends who don't have a 3DS or a Wii U, but they're buying a 3DS over Wii U for Pokemon. they bought it for Mario Kart. Like, there hasn't been a game that they're like, oh, we're going to go buy the Wii U for yet.
Right. Yeah.
Until Smash Brothers comes out.
Oh, God. I'm really excited to see what the sales for Nintendo are going to be for Smash Brothers for the 3DS and Wii U, because, well, I'm going to get both. I'm going to go and say that. Like, I'm going to save up cash. I'm just going to get both. And it's going to be solely worth it.
Yeah. And even that, it's kind of funny. They're bringing Smash Brothers to the 3DS for the first time, which a lot of us are excited about. And I think a lot of more people probably prefer to play it on the console, but because there is that 3DS option, maybe that would still keep people from buying a Wii U right away. Mm-hmm. You know. And the 3DS seems to be the perfect time to buy. We were talking about it with this kid that finally bought the 2DS at our Pokemon launch party on Saturday, where this is the perfect time to buy it now because there is so many games that came out. Pokemon is the new one that you obviously play a ton of, but now there's Mario Kart, a couple Zelda games that are one coming and one already out, a remake. And then there's a Mario Kart already on the system that you could probably find for pretty cheap, you know. But now the Wii U, there are some cheap games, but a lot of them still have that high $60 price that you'd have to invest in. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard. That's Nintendo's hard thing. They have to compete with themselves too, you know.
Mm-hmm. And going back to an idea I read about, is that, okay, I'll say it. I wrote about a while ago, is that going back to Nintendo, how to compete with themselves. I think that's the problem they have with third-party releases. Like, if they came out with a system and it was like, hey, Wii U's coming out. Oh, we're going to have Mario, we're going to have this, and with this, third-party developers can be like, whoa, we're not going to go up against Mario, we're not going to go up against Mario Kart, whatever. We're going to hold our games off your system. So that's that little issue that Nintendo has, is when do they release their first-party systems? Because that's going to cannibalize the market. They can't release it at launch, because no third-party developer is going to want to do that, release with Mario Kart, whatever they release. But if they hold off, they have the issue like they solved the 3DS and Wii U, is third parties aren't going to develop for it because no one's buying it. There's not that Mario Zelda game on there.
That's a good point. High horse. They're all extraordinarily just valid points, and I think no matter what, I mean, in the end, we all still love Nintendo, and I'm pretty sure we always will.
Yeah, because the console race isn't a sprint. It's a race. 5 years, 6 years. Look at the PS3. The PS3 didn't sell well until this last 2 years. So.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that one system is going to fail, just going to flop, and after six, seven, I guess a year now. So
yeah. Also, another thing is, have you noticed that it wasn't until like the Wii and later on in the Wii's life that it had a different version? Like, wasn't there a slim Wii, like a smaller one?
The Wii Mini that came out in the territory? Yeah.
But here, I was thinking about that, looking at, let's say, the Xbox 360, because then we got the Xbox 60, the 360 Elite, then we got the 360 Slim, and now, and then for the PlayStation, we had the PS3 Fat, then the PS3 Slim, then the PS3 Super Slim. It took so long in the Wii's lifetime for it to go to a different size. While it seemed like for Xbox and Sony, it was, well, comparing the timeline, it was like, you know, it was so much sooner.
And I think that skews their sales numbers too. Like you're saying, like some Xbox owners bought three Xboxes. They bought the Fat, they bought the Elite, they bought the Slim. Well, so I only bought one Wii, so I didn't buy three different versions of
them. Well, some people bought multiple Xboxes because they kept dying.
Oh, that's it. Or paid $85 to get it fixed, like I had to do one time. So.
Yeah. I just got myself the Elite and just call it there, you know, because I knew it wouldn't overheat. I was like, you know what, good. It's good enough for me. I don't need the shiny one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that says a lot about the Wii, though. I mean, it came out... I mean, I don't think Nintendo comes out with something. I mean, they do it a lot with their hardware revisions, it seems, but with their consoles, they don't seem to ever do revisions. Except when it's like in the last year. Like there is I don't think there was a revision of the SNES. Maybe maybe a slight.
There was. It was like a slightly smaller one. That was it.
Yeah, and that was after, like the new N64 came out. I think. Like,
yeah.
And that's kind of like the Wii Mini came out around the time the Wii U came out, and so.
Right.
They did have a little revision on the Wii. They took away the GameCube ports that last year.
That's true. Or like they took away the port for the component cables on the GameCube to save cash there. But nothing like huge cosmetic changes.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, the Xbox and the PS3 had to do that just because they were so big. And people, like, I remember the PS3. I didn't want one until I saw the Slim. I was like, oh, that's better. I don't have to have that huge thing on my, like, around my TV, you know, so.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty safe to say that, yeah, well, it's not going to be a company, like, killer. They're going to do just fine. I have utmost confidence in it.
So who's been playing Pokemon? I wanted to talk about Pokemon, but I think it's just Chris, because I haven't got it yet.
What?
I don't have
it, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Tristan. I don't have any money.
I have it open right now. He's just sitting there waiting for me to play him.
You've been playing Pokemon this whole time, haven't you?
No, I admit I haven't. But he wants me to. He just keeps staring at me like, let's go.
So there's everything you imagined it to be.
Well, I haven't. Last game I really played was Ruby and Sapphire. And I played Red and Blue to Death when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
And I tried to get back in the series a few times, and without success. Like, I haven't, you know, for whatever reason, I couldn't get back into it. But I've had a lot of people in the group wanting to get this one, obviously, and a lot of friends getting it. So that convinced me to get it, and just watching a lot of the videos and stuff. And I've really liked it. I've really enjoyed it. I think one of the best parts about it is there are so many Pokemon in the game that... With every new area you go to, it's never the same ones. So not every cave you go into will have Zubats just everywhere. You know, new caves will have different things, or new grassy fields around each town will have new Pokemon. So everywhere you go, it's something different. So I really like that. I love that it's in 3D, like 3D characters, not necessarily 3D graphics. That's probably the one or disappointing things about the game that I don't think a lot of people will complain about, because I think most people have the 3D off. But there's not a lot of actual 3D, like eye popping out 3D in the game. But I mean, overall, I really like it. I'm enjoying it. So, and you should get it. Join the 4 million of us who have already bought it.
Join the 4 million of us,
or at least 3 million of us who have bought it, and then another million bought two copies or something.
Yeah, probably. like, what? I don't. It's not sad. What's surprising is, like, a little over half of that was just in Japan itself.
Yeah.
Like, over 2 million of that was just Japan buying Pokemon X and Y. They're the ones that probably bought most of the both copies.
Well, then, and then they were saying that in Europe it was mostly just Saturday because Sunday most retailers are closed. Yeah. So that's pretty impressive. Yeah. That's just 1-2 days. We'll see what it comes up to after a week, 2 weeks. So.
Well, whenever I get the cash for it, I'm definitely going to be picking it up because I haven't played Pokemon like that since Blue.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, like, I know there's, like, hundreds of Pokemon out there. I'm just going to follow the rule I did when I was a kid. Does the Pokemon look cool? Yeah. I'm going to catch it.
Yeah.
That's just going to be my rule. I'm just going to do that logic.
And I was reading some on Kotaku or something. They interviewed some, or somewhere it came out where the creators talked about how they've made it slightly easier to get through the game. I don't know if that was the correct way to put it, but they made, and Kotaku talked about how this game is set up so you could pick pretty much any team of Pokemon just based on whatever. Don't pick up, like, at least for the main single player, just pick whoever and you can probably beat the game that way.
Magikarp.
Except that. Don't.
Are you saying Magikarp can't win a battle? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Fine, I'll get Metapod.
Hardin. Yeah. Hardin. That's all I can remember Metapod could do. He just hardened himself.
Yeah, and this I ran into a trainer that had Metapod and it did know Tackle and String Shot as well. So changed that since Red and Blue. But yeah, and like for people that I think there's a lot of reasons why people haven't gotten the games in the past, like that played the original games. But they could be happy to know that most of the, I think, original 150 are in this game, mixed with a lot of the other ones from, I've been playing, like I've been commenting, or as I play this game, I have a few friends that I've been messaging with. I'm like, is this a new one from this gen? They're like, no, that was from like Gen 3. I'm like, oh, is this a new one? They're like, no, I was from Gen 5. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, they're all, anything past 151 is pretty much new to me, so.
Yeah, same here.
But it, like, and a lot of the new ones are kind of interesting and weird, but a lot of the new ones are pretty cool too. So, and the Mega Evolutions are fun. So, it's all good. Just go get it.
I need to get it. Like, I'll get like halfway through. Like, I played. Was Black a Pokemon game? Yes, Pokemon Black. White.
Yeah.
I got one of those, and I was like so excited. I was like, yeah, I'm a Pokemon Rock, and I go and play some friends. They would just kill me. I'm not a trainer as I thought I was.
It's like getting a fighting game, like let's say something like Injustice, and you get really good at it. You master like all Batman's combos. You're like, all right, I'm gonna go online and fight some people, and then you just get dominated by probably some 12-year-old Korean girl.
Yeah, and you left thinking, I didn't even know you could do that.
Exactly. They do moves like what? I thought I knew everything about this game.
That's what's fun about Pokemon. You can do with it what you want. You can, like, I like collecting them all, like getting all the Pokemon, so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
And because, like I said, there's so many different ones in each area, I'm like, oh my gosh, a new one. Oh my gosh, a new one. And then, so.
I'm probably going to start again. It's probably going to be a while until I get one because I just got a little bit burned out on RPGs lately. Because I just, like, about a few days ago, all I would play in my time would be Earthbound. Because the story would be getting great. I'd just be clocking so many hours with it, getting frustrated with it. And before then, I was playing Final Fantasy II for the SNES. And I don't know, I just feel like I've been playing so many RPGs. Like, I'm going to take a break and get back to some adventure platforming.
Yeah. I will say about this, it doesn't require a lot of grinding like the original did. Like, if you remember,
oh, God, yeah, I remember that.
If you remember, like, the original Red and Blue, before you went and fought Brock, especially if you got Charmander, you had to just grind your bug Pokemon forever. That little grassy knoll just below the gym. But this game, like, one thing they give you right after the first gym is EXP share, which seems to work better than it did in the original. Like, in the original Red and Blue, it would, like, you'd fight a battle and then it would divvy up depending on how many Pokemon you have divided by that many.
Yeah. So,
like, if there are six, and it would divide that chunk by six, but it seems to give you a little bit more than that, and so it's super easy to level up your Pokemon now. Like, I got a traded Charmander from a friend's game. He helped me get all these starters, and the Charizard's already up to like level 51 on my team, and I haven't really used him to fight. just because he's been on the team while others fight, you know.
He's been a freeloader.
Oh, that is nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, you guys go do that. I'm just going to sit here and absorb all your delicious experience for nothing.
Yeah,
yeah, I hope that feels good, Charizard. Did you really earn that evolution? I don't think you did.
It's okay. Charizard looks cool, so.
His mega evolution looks just, like, frightening.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys used to do this. There was a way where you were... What is it? I think where you put your Pokemon in a daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And you just... I think it grows it by movements. I should have thought of this out before I started talking. I just remember, like, there was one where you can level up your Pokemon just by moving. But I think it was... And I used to find a straightaway and just sit there and watch TV and move back and forth with the joystick.
Is this like a Final Fantasy VIII where if you ran around, it would level up, like, I think it would level up, like, Rinoa's dog. It would, like, give Rinoa's dog, like, more abilities. I mean, like, I would just literally run around in circles, like, well, it's doing something, so...
This is why
one thumb on the control stick, and you're just like, what, yeah, watching TV or on YouTube or something.
Probably. This is why I don't write about Pokemon, because I don't know enough.
Next to know, your Pokemon's like pushing 99. Just keep going. You get distracted.
I got a little side that we got that contributor wrote that Pokemon kind of summary that we released Friday.
Yeah.
He sent that to me, and I was like, I'm going to send this to Alex because I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Alex, make sure everything is correct.
Decipher this for me.
Yeah, Pokemon's one of those things you don't want to make a mistake in because we're here about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, I'll make sure this is, because I have to look up every single sentence. Alex is able at least to be like, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, why is it that I suddenly just pictured Alex's tingle and you say, like, decipher this for me? All right, well, it costed, you know, 298 rupees.
So what games have you guys been playing?
Pokemon.
Pokemans.
Tristan?
The game of life. I actually recently got back into Metal Gear Solid for the PS1, and I realized I suck at stealth games. But you can bet I can kill every guard once the alarm goes off. Oh man, this room is really full of guards. I'm just gonna alert one guy. Okay, demolish all of them. All right, now I don't have to sneak around this room anymore.
Yeah. Okay, Money, are you? I think he's out of it. I don't think he knows what's going on.
I've been trying to get into Wind Waker. I've been packing so much, so.
That's right. You're moving.
Yeah, Jay Money's moving down to Florida. Good old.
Yeah, I just put in my 2 weeks at work today. This is my last KoopaCast, so it kind of sucks that I've got this lag.
Did you, like, now we say you put your 2 weeks in, you know, did you go to your boss, you tell them you got the 2 weeks in, you start throwing stuff off their desk, flipping the desk over.
You do that one. You know,
yeah, in his office. I just, like, threw everything all over the place.
That was his goal, to just find anything flippable, just, like, tilt it.
I tried to flip his desk, but it was too heavy. I was just like,
well, I'm not still mad. Flip over his paperweight.
Playing Scribonauts on Mast. The View actually just went live. You check it out when you're done.
No.
It was...
I'm sure it's nothing but garbage, nothing but filth and trash. There's subliminal messaging. There's going to be, like, one thing I'm going to notice about your articles is I'm going to say, hey, wait a minute, I think the first letter of these paragraphs are spelling something. TJ sucks at Mario Kart. Ah, crap, he got me again. We're going to all start throwing subliminal messaging in our articles. It'll be a puzzle.
I used to make it my goal to make up a word in every single one of my articles. But it's not just some random word. It's like hybriding two different words together to make a different word. So that it makes sense, but it's not really a word. And I've been trying to – I used to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's then it got too hard, so.
That's stupid creativity. Yeah, I'm just not feeling it.
But, like, one thing I got to say about Unmasked is They need to stop making Scribblenauts games for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just tell you the review. Basically, the DC universe is what saves the Scribblenauts game.
Oh, yeah.
There's really nothing special about it. It's another Scribblenauts game. We had one a year ago. But the DC characters in it are what make the game awesome. Because you can make a Kryptonian Batman.
Oh, that's
so basically, like... Batman is definitely better than Superman. Because he's smart like Batman, but has Superman's Kryptonian powers.
Mm-hmm. That's so a pretty epic combo.
I haven't played the game yet, but that's kind of the reason why I haven't yet, was just because Scribblenauts Unlimited came out last year, and I still play that one every once in a while.
Yeah.
And so it feels like a little too soon, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, there's a few gameplay mechanic changes, but basically you're making words and things appear. But now you can make superheroes appear, or make superpowers appear, or make your own using the hero creator and make your own superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll probably pick it up once it gets cheaper, though.
What immature superheroes have you made up? Have you made up Fart Man?
Fart Man.
With the power of flatulence. Away!
But I like doing what we do, because part of, I guess, in my work for Pure Nintendo this evening was confirming that I could actually make a Kryptonian Batman. So when I wrote it, I was just assuming, but I was like, I probably should double check this. So I fired up Scribblenauts, and sure enough, you can make a Kryptonian Batman.
It's pretty epic.
I was like, this is what a cool job is. Your job is confirm making a Kryptonian Batman.
That's like, you know, I confirmed there was a Kryptonian Batman. What did you do today for work?
Exactly.
That was pretty. And then cool. some jerk from DC Comics goes, "Hey, I did the same thing." Shut up.
I guess that was it for our unstructured KoopaCast. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
Thanks for joining me, guys. We all need to grow beards because it's almost No Shave November. I'm working on mine.
Oh,
yeah.
Aren't you supposed to stop, or like you're supposed to shave on the first day and then go the whole month?
I do what I want.
Yeah.
Be your own drum.
Yeah.
Again, you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So by the time that November ends, I'm going to have this. Because this is only like a week and a half. Like that.
I recently trimmed, so like I got like all this this scruff going on. Because I've been like just keeping a beard for like a few months now. And I was like, you know, I wonder what my chin looks like. I haven't seen it in a while. So I took care of that. Got haircut. Which none of you noticed, except you, James. Thank you.
I noticed it.
Yeah, except you guys, you uncomfortable swine. Guys don't even care. Won't even notice.
Hey, I complimented on your hair. It's the lag, okay? It's the lag.
Blame it on the lag. You always blame it on the lag. That's what it always comes down to. Well, you know what? Maybe you and the lag can sleep on the couch tonight. You heard me? And maybe you and the lag can cook your own dinner.
Thanks for joining us.
No.